So I've seen a lot of people talking about this story, this article, and I wanted to address it because it is so emblematic of what's wrong with women these days. I regret belittling men at 63. I've ended up alone. This is so representative of the level of delusion that women have these days. Can you imagine how deluded you have to be to live 63 years of your life, and how not only deluded as to think that in your 60s you're going to find your soulmate when the things that men want and value are pretty much gone, kaput, out the window. But just imagine the level of self-awareness you must have, or lack thereof, that you reach the age of 63. I'm almost her age. But I have a very accurate assessment of what my current worth is to your average Western woman. And it's not very high. I'm broke. My health is crap. It's all I can do to pay my rent, let alone have any savings at the moment. I'm bordering on destitution. So, yeah, I got a pretty good idea what my value is as a man. Meanwhile, this broad, she's just hitting 63 and starting to realize, maybe I made some bad calls. Maybe my views and attitude towards men wasn't quite as it should have been. At 60, you have this realization now, lady? Really? How in the hell do you make it to 63? And by the way, from what I've heard about this article, she really doesn't have any real epiphanies. It's just, a little self-critical and very little, I might add. And that's it. So no real epiphanies. But anyway, I don't want to spoil it. Let's get into this article. Now, here's the chick. What's her name? Kate? Oh, she's a writer. Oh, God. Yet another one of these broads using her own failed love life for content. Jeez. Jeez, I'm getting flashbacks of Amy Horton. She's in her 50s now, isn't she? Jesus. You know, she's still alone. Miss Genital Warts. Yeah. But anyway, Kate Mulvey? Mulvey. Mulva? Reminds me of that Jerry Seinfeld episode, the Seinfeld episode where he forgot the chick's name that rhymed with a female body part. And it was Dolores, but he guessed Mulva for Vulva. Woo! But anyway, all those parts, by the way, on this chick are pretty much dried up husks of little use. Though these are part and parcel, one of the many things that men value about a woman that she has virtually none of. But anyway, let's get into it. So, I had always imagined I would end up married with two wonderful children and living in a house in the countryside. You always imagined you'd have two children. At 63? What were you thinking at 53? I don't understand. At what point did you say to yourself, it's probably not going to happen? At what point did you have this epiphany, and why have you waited until 63 to express it? Are you telling me that you until recently thought you were still going to have two kids? I just hope that's not the case, because lady, let's say you were 60 and you had this realization. Yikes. I have paid a hefty price for my so-called liberation. Yeah. You folks out there need to understand that what you think is liberation and freedom is actually just slavery to the material and your own appetites and hedonistic desires and pleasures, and the desire to feed them is actually just another form of slavery and servitude, and you're not actually free. You think you're free because you're going against, the Christian Orthodox views, that ruled for so long, and they ruled with such a heavy hand and iron fist. Now I'm going completely opposite those things, and that's freedom. No, that's just trading one extreme for another. A few years ago, I went to Italy. Of course you did.
Yeah.
With my then boyfriend, James, because all these liberated women, they love to travel, right? By the way, who's this guy, James? What a simp he must be. Dating the 60-year-old boss babe. As we sat tucking into a plate of frutti di mare, probably pronounced that wrong, at a seaside restaurant, I struck up a conversation with the waiter in Italian. So you traded in your ovaries for the ability to speak Italian and order linguine. Great. You've got a real grasp of what's important, honey. Back in the hotel room. Oh, wait, okay. While I was enjoying myself, James sat glumly and fiddled awkwardly with his phone. Well, yeah. You're having a conversation in a foreign language. You're not including him. Why would you do that? Shows a certain amount of disregard for him, doesn't it? Back in the hotel room, he asked why I had ignored him. Well, yeah, good question, I guess. By speaking in a language you didn't understand, he said I had managed to make him feel small. I think James is a bit of a simp. Well, he's with a 60-year-old, dog mommy who is childless and is a boss babe. So, yeah, he's a simp in his feelings. You made me feel small. By the way, guys, if there's any woman out there, any person out there, anybody that's making you feel things, you are a weak, pathetic loser. To continue, I could see his point. I spent quite a while chatting away, oblivious to how he must be feeling. I then went on to joke that as the Italian speaker, I would order for us. After all, he didn't know what ossobuco meant. Basically, I was showing off. Of course you were. That's your whole life, right? You're a effinous meme. An effinous trope. Yeah, your whole life is about showing off, right? Unfortunately, you're showing off the wrong things, and they mean nothing. It wasn't the first time something like this has happened to me. I have always taken the driving seat, been determined to get the last word. Oh, you sound like a real joy to be around. And was too busy with books to master the art of charm. Hey, you couldn't read any books on charm? No. I don't care about socializing and getting along with people, especially the opposite sex. I'm just going to, inflate my ego and my resume and my knowledge of history and art and the ossobuco and the Italian and ignore the things that actually have meaning and importance in life. I'm convinced that the reason I'm still booking a table for one at the age of 63. Now let's hear it. Does she say it's because I'm a fucking moron who prioritized the wrong things in life and I essentially put importance on the material over everything else? So why I'm still booking a table for one at the age of 63 instead of having settled with a significant other is because it's my fault. Like so many women of my generation, effinism has ruined my love life. Ah, it was effinism that did it. It wasn't you that did it. You didn't choose to be a boss, babe. A queen, you go, girl, slay queen. No. No, it was something else entirely. Yeah. Instead of empowering us, those ideals of the second... There's no waves of feminism. There's no ways of effinism. It's just effinism, okay? That's all nonsense. That's a way of propagandizing feminism to make it seem like there are actually some good, legitimate, productive, helpful aspects to it. And they're not. There are none. It's evil. It's Satanism. It's gender Marxism through and through. Because, of course, at the core, at the foundation, principle-wise, it's all about spreading the message that men have oppressed women for the entirety of human history and continue to do so. Nothing comes out of that that is good or right or logically consistent because the foundations are flawed and lies. Anyway, continue. Yeah. Second wave feminists made us believe marriage and domesticity were to be avoided like the plague. And that men were competition rather than partners. Well, they are the way you live your life. They are competition. I might have a successful career as a writer and broadcaster. I don't know. I never heard of you. And I thought that the maybe she is successful, just not famous. You don't have to be famous in entertainment or media to be successful. But I never heard of you. I don't know how successful you actually are, honey. Are you successful enough for it to fill the gaping chasmus void of no children or grandchildren? I don't know. But I have never had children or been married. Yeah, giant red flag there. And my longest relationship lasted 8 years. Oh, my God. And she's 63. Wow. That's not good, sweetheart. What I would ask is, what simp stayed with you for 8 years? Oh, my God. I'm surprised you had a relationship that long. I regret this. I had always imagined I would end up married with two wonderful children. Why two? Why do you think it would be two? Why not three? Why not five? Two. I love these bros that think they can plan out everything. Even things they have absolutely, positively no control over, which is pretty much everything. The only thing you can do in this life is make the best decisions you possibly can, which will make your desired outcome more likely if those decisions are something that will bolster and improve the odds of that outcome, but nothing's a sure thing. But anyway, well, except dying alone, that's a pretty sure thing if you embrace this woman's worldview. I regret this. Yeah, we got it, honey. You have regrets. You paid a hefty price. Yeah, we heard that earlier. I was 17 and a pupil at Godolphin and Latimer, one of Britain's... Oh, God, she's a Brit. Didn't know that. Explains a lot. Most academic institutions when I was introduced to the women's liberation movement. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, who wouldn't love that, right? You go, girl. You slay queen. You're a hero standing up to oppressors because you have a pulse. Yeah. Cheap virtue. Wow, yeah. Who wouldn't like that? Me? Because it's not real or authentic. But hey, whatever floats your boat, honey. It offered such hope and excitement, i.e. The ability to bang lots of dudes and justify it to yourself and others. And we spent our lunch break soaking up the feminist mantras of Germaine Greer. Oh, my God. And Betty Friedan. Oh, God. Act like men. They cried as they burnt their bras and demonized housework in the family. Yeah, because the way that men act is the preferred mindset and approach to the world and reality. And men cornered the market on that. And to oppress the woman, right? Because that's the best way to behave and the most satisfying. Men don't act the way they act simply because they're men. And that way of acting and behaving plays to what a man is, ontologically speaking. No. There's no such thing as biological reality. We're all just a blank slate. And any differences that you see, they're just social constructs, right? So I can be just like a man and can live my life just like a man and experience the same kind of meaning and purpose and fulfillment acting like a man. Yeah, brilliant. Imbecile. Oh, how smart are you really, honey? And not so smart, yeah. Act like men, they cried, burnt their bras. Why would you burn your bra? You want those things hanging down to your knees, apparently. By the time I was 25, clutching a degree in French and Italian, what a waste of time! When the hell are you speaking French and Italian? You pretentious... I'm not going to say the word because, you know, certain words are bad. C word. Wow. Yeah. And what do you use that? Well, I travel to France once a year and Italy once a year. So I spend 2 weeks in total immersing myself in French and Italian. So a very, very, very small part of your life is used by something that you threw away the majority of a happy, purposeful, meaningful life for. That makes a lot of sense. I was bright, confident, and a confident effinist keen to flex her intellectual muscles, of which you have very few, if any, I think. To never let a man get the last word. Oh, God. Oh, can you imagine what oh, my Lord. What work this woman must be to be around as a man. I read Nietzsche for fun. Nietzsche was a moron who lived in a polycule most of his adult life, chasing some broad who was banging his best friend at the same time she was banging him, and oftentimes they were banging her at the same time. Satanic goofball whose entire philosophy is just anti-Christian. Whatever Christians like, oh, what's the opposite? Oh, I'm going to push that. Nietzsche is an idiot. He was an idiot. Oh, I read Nietzsche for fun, and you think that makes you intelligent. It makes you the exact opposite. And my bedside table is always buckled beneath the weight of substantial, intellectually challenging books. If they're on par with Nietzsche, they're none of the above. Not intellectually challenging or substantial. Probably was reading Hegel and Kant. Yeah, of course you were, honey. Germaine Greer. At first, men loved my wit and intelligence. You were such a breath of fresh air. I love talking to you. At first. You know what that means? They were telling you what they thought you want to hear so they could get into your pants when you were in your 30s and 40s and you still had something of what men wanted. Now all you can get is simp goofballs whose best that they can do is you. And you wonder why you can't find somebody that makes you happy, as if people make someone happy. That's another false premise that others and things can bring happiness, but that's another video entirely. Anyway, you're the first woman I've met who stimulates me. They trill on. Yeah. And then in the next hour, they're going down on you, and you're going to down on them, and that's all they actually wanted. That was until I had lectured them for the umpteenth time on the virtues of modernism. Yeah, see, I called it. She's a postmodernist. Oh, God. You know that what that means when she says modernism, she actually means postmodernism. She says you'll never win an argument against Kate. Oh, Jesus Christ. The ego of this broad. So you threw away an entire life and legacy, kids and grandkids, for being able to brag that nobody's ever won an argument against you. Did you ever think that's because you're an idiot and like attracts like, and so you're attracting guys who can't win an argument against a broad, and they probably could soundly thump you, but they want to get in your pants, so they don't, because they know if they thump you, then they won't get in your pants. You'll never win an argument against Kate, one man said. Oh, God. Yeah, dude, you could win an argument against her, but it'd be pointless, because she would never concede defeat. As he watched me outsmart yet another potential lover. Subtext, don't bother. Yeah, that's the first thing you said that's correct. Don't bother. Men have called me intimidating, scary, and opinionated. Lady, you don't intimidate me in the least. You're not scary. I'm sure you're opinionated, though. Obviously you are. Listen to this article. I now see that not only was I trying to prove I was their intellectual equal or superior, don't know why, who cares, I was treating every encounter with a man like he was my adversary. Of course, because he was, because that's how you live your life, because you are an effinist and a postmodern broad, so yeah. If a date bought me a bouquet of flowers instead of smiling and putting them in a vase of water, I would bite their head off. Oh my God. Can't you buy me some nice olive oil or balsamic vinegar? Oh my God. I'm getting tired just reading this broad. I said with an eye roll to one hapless suitor as he stood wilting faster than the fragrant offering he held in his hand. I'd have called you a dumb C-word and gotten the hell out of there after I gave you a piece of my mind. He had bothered to think about making me happy, and I crushed him for it. Well, people can't make you happy, sweetheart. That's part of the problem you've had in life, and that's why you've reached the age of 63 and not found happiness. Anyway, continue. I place so much importance on finding a strong man. Well, a strong man wouldn't even come near you, okay? Because like attracts like. So you're a weak woman, the truth of the matter is. All of this posturing, all of this bragging, all of this preening that you do about your intellect is to cover for the fact that you're extremely insecure and anything but strong. And so, of course, you attract weak men. Somebody with a big mouth like you, opinionated, in people's face, constantly competing against a man. Of course you're not going to get strong men. They steer clear of you. They see you coming a mile away, honey, and they cross the street. Yeah, I play so much important on finding a strong man who could match me. Why would they bother? What's the point? That I forgot men are people with feelings. Well, most women don't know that. Nor do they care. Indeed, I forgot I had feelings. I had feelings and hid my softness. You have no softness. You can't hide what isn't there. I now see that I longed to be loved. Oh, please. Now you're just trying to be a pick-me. You're hoping somebody will read this and sweep you off your feet. Get out of here. But I was too scared to be vulnerable. Oh, give it a break, love. Give it a break. You've seen too many Hallmark commercials. You've seen too many Hallmark made-for-TV movies, honey. Okay? I was using my sharp mind. Oh, my God! Listen. Any humility in there, sweetheart? Any humility at all? No. I love this. Has anybody out there ever heard me in the 9-10 years I've been online that you've been following me say I have a sharp mind, a keen intellect? No. I never, ever, ever participate in self-congratulatory or self-preening behavior. I never, ever compliment myself. So self-complimentary behavior is the domain of the weak and the insecure. I was using my sharp mind to protect my all-too-soft heart. What? Against yet further rejection. That's the problem, honey. Your heart is made of stone, and it has been since you were taken over by this mind virus. Another thing I regret deeply is my tally of one-night stands. When I was younger, I distinctly remember thinking it would be uncool to say no to the men I met at parties. Oh, it'd be uncool. No. You were just addicted to the butterflies and the feelings and the pleasure. That's all. And see how she's trying to blame the men here, by the way? Oh, but she's changed. She's had an epiphany. She's seen the error of her ways. It was the men's fault. They made me feel like it'd be uncool not to go down on them. Or dated, but I struggled to enjoy it. Oh, you did you? Oh, okay. Yeah, BS. There was always a disconnect. Yeah, disconnect. No shit, from reality. This was abundantly clear the morning after, as I lay there waiting for a sign of affection. He would be singing the triumphant Had Her song in the shower. A quick cheerio and he was gone. What song is the Had Her song? I'm not familiar with this song. I guess she's talking about, okay, I see. So she's inferring meaning that isn't actually being explicitly provided. He's singing in the shower, and she, in her mind, thinks that's a triumph song. So she's showing us right here that she still sees the worst in men. She hates men. Nothing's changed. She doesn't like men. Expects the worst from them. Yeah, oh yeah, you're enlightened now, honey. No. While I pretended to enjoy it, there was no pretending. Give it a break. Give us a break. I felt uncomfortable at sex so early on. I felt empty and used. You know, that's your choice, honey. My generation of women were encouraged to have sex like a man. Again, you're just abdicating responsibility. You're blaming others. You're blaming your peers. You're blaming the matrons of your time. You're not taking accountability. In other words, have casual sex, but it backfired. Fast forward to now, the idea that women are different from men and the casual sex can be harmful to us is gaining traction. Mm-hmm. And you're realizing this at 63? That men and women are different? But you have a sharp intellect? God. See what I said about delusion? In her latest book, A New Guide to Sex in the 21st Century, The Young Adult Adaption. Sounds like crap already. Title's too long. It's pretentious gobbledygook crap. Louise Perry explores how the sexual revolution impacted women negatively and led to unwanted consequences. Nobody forced you to jump on board. You thought all this anti-Christian, anti-traditional behavior that had come about from thousands, tens of thousands of years of experimentation was somehow good. Well, you found out different, huh? Turns out that your parents and grandparents, know what they were talking about. Too late. Now the parents and grandparents of today are this broad. And most of them aren't even this aware. They still think they made all the right choices and it's men's fault. And she's pretty much doing the same thing, blaming men and blaming other women. She's not blaming herself, though, is she? She argues that casual sex dating apps, prawn, and the normalization, the problem is not prawn. The problem is not dating apps. These are not problems. These are symptoms and distractions. And the normalization of sexual kinks are putting women at risk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. even though men are 5 times more likely to be assaulted violently than women. I would say that men are the ones at risk. But anyway, continue. Although contraception has reduced the chances of pregnancy, she points to the risk of contracting diseases or being a victim of violence in a culture where premarital sex is the norm. But yeah, but it's the norm because of you. Why don't you acknowledge that? Why don't you take responsibility? You're 63, so you're part of the problem. You were a young woman when this stuff was being pushed to be normalized. You're the one that created the problem that you are now blaming other people for, including men. Woo! I love it. Love it! Yeah. She believes that society would benefit from returning to traditional values. What do you think? Yeah. Notice we don't hear what she thinks about that. Don't get me wrong. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. 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 She doesn't believe that. Oh, no, 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 no. I can still have my cake and eat it, too, at 63. Don't get me wrong. I'm not advocating a return to the 1950s. Why not? Why not? Why don't you advocate that? If you realize that effinism is bunk, it's a scam, it's nothing more than ideological claptrap designed to propagandize you into pushing someone else's agenda that you're unaware of, mainly a depopulation one. Hello? A return to the 1950s would counter that 180 degrees, baby. But oh no, don't get me wrong. I don't advocate for that. Oh no. I want to have my cake and eat it too. I want some kind of balance of degeneracy and hedonism and tradition as well. So essentially, I want to be a slut and a whore and somebody who can rack up multiple body counts. But at the same time, I want the benefits of tradition and simpy men. No, I don't want simpy men. I want strong men who will also kiss my butt and, you know, pay the bills. Oh. Without providing any value that such men would actually value. I see. Oh, continue. When women were on the shelf by 30, what does that mean? Notice the pejorative way and the negative framing that she applies. On the shelf by 30. I mean, what's the opposite of on the shelf? Off the shelf? What does she mean, on the shelf? Wouldn't you be off the shelf by 30? Because on the shelf would mean that you were still a commodity open to purchase. Didn't she have it backwards? I thought you were intellectually sharp, honey, but even your metaphors suck ass and are backwards. But anyway, and getting a suitable husband was their life, their goal in life. Well, look at your goal. Learn French and Italian. Whoop-de-freaking-do. Now you can speak French alone in your deathbed. Well, you won't be alone. You have your dog and your cats to, you know, groom you as you die. Alone. Because you didn't make finding a husband your life goal, because ideologically, that's incorrect. Even though you said before, oh, that it was wrong. Effinism, it programmed us not to want these things. And that could be wrong. I don't want these things either, as I sit here, writing this article, saying that I've seen the error of my ways, when you really have not. But I wonder if by refusing to show any chinks in my intellectual armor, lady, you're naked. There's no armor. You're an idiot. I'm the one who is losing out. Well, that's, yeah, you are losing out. And you're going to continue to lose out. Whilst I will never be a giggly man pleaser, Chris. Yeah, because if your goal in life is to find a husband and be a wife, let alone, God forbid, a stay-at-home wife, then you've got to be a giggly man-pleaser, right? And if you're not that, you're a ball-buster like her. There's no in-between. Oh, no. Yeah, this woman's a creature of extremes, typical Western woman. And have no intention of playing second fiddle to a man. What? Wait, what? What? Why is it? I don't understand. Why is it? So, you do still prioritize career and work and career accomplishments over family and children, and you still see those as lesser. That's implied right here, because you're saying that valuing those things is playing second fiddle, which means the first fiddle is the things that men do, the activities that they partake in, and the roles that they hold in society and Western culture. And so you've just totally, completely contradicted your entire article at the very end. You haven't learned anything. Oh, my God. Wow. But you're a sharp woman intellectually. Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. The confident signals I had been giving out all these years were at odds with what is going on inside. Oh, I see. Okay. That's what was scaring me away. You were just too confident, right? It's more feminist claptrap. Men are intimidated by a strong, successful woman. That's why I'm alone. Yeah, super cope. It's not because you're just a C word. It's not just because you're a K, you know. No. I learned to step back. You haven't learned anything. And let things go. Oh, jeez. Yeah, you let things go as you write this long article. Yeah. And I have realized that things mustn't always veer towards the satisfaction of the self. Mustn't always. Just most of the time. I'm a little more moderate now at 63. I'm not 100% concerned about sexual pleasure and hedonism and stuff in my face and traveling to foreign countries and speaking in languages that my boyfriend can't speak, so he'll feel inferior and in turn I'll feel superior, because that's what really insecure people do. I won't make that the focus of my life. It'll just still be a large part of it, but I'll be more moderate and care about some other things a little bit, too. That's just what I said. She thinks she can still girl boss her way into a man, a partner, somebody to pay half the bills, if she's just, I'll just back it off a little bit, because it's all a social construct, and if I just tweak and nudge and get the formula, the math just right, I can still have my cake and eat it too. At 63. I am struck by how easy and peaceful it feels to let my dates and boyfriends take the lead. What boyfriend? You're 63, you have no boyfriend. Oh, I'm like, this is just her signaling, virtue signaling to the world, because she thinks this article is going to help her find a man. She thinks she's going to get on Tinder, get on Bumble, get on Plenty of Fish, have her profile say she's this writer, list a link to this article, they'll read it, and they'll be like, oh, she's seen the error of her ways. Where can I sign up to be the beta buck simp for a 63-year-old? It is not a case of dumbing down or morphing into a Stepford woman. What the hell would be wrong with that anyway? You're still an effinist. You're still a modern woman. Listen to you. You still have the negative, condescending, looking down upon view of traditional women who choose to be moms, mothers, and wives instead of boss babes. But simply dialing down a bit of me and letting them shine. And see, I called it. I didn't read this article beforehand, by the way. So she's just like, I can still find success. I just have to find the perfect balance, you know. I've just been over-girl bossing it. I can't accept the possibility that it's all bullshit and I totally completely destroyed my life. And it's all my fault, and that I've got to throw away all of this ideological claptrap that at this point is part and parcel of who and what I am, and is at the core of my identity now, because I've been molding and shaping myself around this ideology so long. And if I toss it aside, who and what would I actually be? What would I have then? I can't accept that. No, it's too important. I'm too invested. Sunken cost fallacy. I can't let go. I must continue to hold on to this evil, satanic, gender Marxist ideology that destroyed my life. I can moderate it, and I'll find a balance. I just need to dial back the girl boss and the slay queen act a little bit. At this point, it's not an act, unfortunately. If it was an actual act, maybe she'd be able to, actually toss it aside. And then I'll be able to find myself a real man. Yeah, okay, honey. FYI, my diary's open. Go on, I dare you. Lady, just reading this, I'm exhausted. My heart's pounding. I'm lightheaded. This vacuous nonsense has made me feel vacuous and empty and just plain tired. So there you go, guys. There you go. A woman who claims to have learned her lesson and actually learned nothing continues to cope, blame men, blame her forebears, but take no accountability. Big shocker that even at 63, she ain't going to change, and none of them are going to change. So get the hell out of the country, get your passport, go to the Philippines, go to Thailand, go to Vietnam, go to somewhere where they'll actually appreciate your graft and your labor. Don't get involved with a Western woman. And on that note, I'm out of here. Please visit the description. Many, many links. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. If you like the content I produce, you can make a donation to my GoFundMe. You'll see more explanation of what my GoFundMe is about if you go check out the link. And you can follow me on Patreon. Also, give me a like, subscribe, leave a comment. It's good for the algorithm. And on that note, I'm out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.